It's difficult to describe just how bad the Biden regime is for America and the world. Zelensky from Ukraine came to America not just asking but demanding that we give his criminal country another illegitimate president on the world stage, just like Biden. He came demanding that we give him billions of dollars to help him defeat the Russians. Now, never mind that the Russians invaded because Zelensky was killing Russians in the eastern Ukraine and Putin was coming to defend them, but never mind all that. He demanded to secure his border, we give him billions of dollars. Now, the Biden regime, of course, will not give one red cent to secure the borders of America. As a matter of fact, they're doing everything they can to destroy the borders of America. But we're supposed to just ignore all that. They're making every effort to destroy what's left of this country. If it were up to them, there would be no Americans who own guns or small businesses right now. If it was up to that dementia-ridden fraud and his regime, every American would be force vaccinated with several clot shots and wearing a bacteria-breeding mask 24/7 while on indefinite lockdown inside their homes. They almost seem to take pleasure in provoking Trump supporters. It's like they go out of their way to do it. Whenever Trump supporters show any resistance to it, they immediately cry out, "We're terrorists." Now, of course, that's partly because they're very insecure, because they know they're illegitimate, they know they stole the election, and they know the majority of people are against what they're doing. If it wasn't for the people behind them, the globalists, like Soros, they couldn't possibly exist. And if they didn't have the media on their side 24/7, lying to everybody who listens to them, which is a smaller amount every day, but nevertheless, they couldn't possibly exist and stay in power. But there are a handful of groups who are standing up against them. Gun owners, landowners, small and medium-sized business owners, independent truth media, whistleblowers unveiling the deadly COVID vaccines, Donald J. Trump and his supporters, Elon Musk for uncovering the Twitter scandal and allowing some voices of freedom back on Twitter, Republican congressmen who debunked the Russia hoax, the few who stood up to the election of 2020's hoax and the election of 2022's hoax, they stole the last one too, Rand Paul for calling out Fauci and all the evil he has done to this country, and anyone pursuing the Hunter Biden laptop stories. We all need to do our part to protect this country from the Biden regime turning it into a full communist hellhole. We have to continue to spread the truth through independent media and any other source we can find. This nation was founded as a Christian nation. We have an Antichrist president and an Antichrist regime that was not elected and has no right to be there. He and his regime have had no right to be there for one second. They never should have been there. Trump should be the president now, and that's why they hate him so much, because deep down they know if it wasn't for their theft and their lies, Trump would be the president right now, and this country would be in a much better place, and this world would be in a much better place. We have a demonic entertainment industry, demonic media, and a demonic government that is deliberately trying to destroy anything and anyone who is decent and right. And they're trying to provoke World War III because, frankly, I think they'd rather see the world go down in flames than have to live under decency. They can't stand the idea, say, that Trump gets back in power. They would rather see a nuclear holocaust than go through that. That's how twisted they are. These people are evil, and they have to be dealt with. And hopefully, very soon, they will be.